Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights. Proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Today we're talking with Brooke Green, nurse practitioner with Hamilton Diabetes and Endocrinology Center. Brooke, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you so much.
And today we're going to focus on something often overlooked, and that is foot care. With diabetes, small problems can turn into big ones really fast, but thankfully we have Brooke here from the Hamilton Diabetes and Endocrinology Center to explain why it matters and what we can do about it.
Thank you, Noah. Foot care, it may not sound very glamorous, but it is life-saving for many people with diabetes.
To start with the basics, why is this so important for people with diabetes?
Well, neuropathy or nerve damage, that is the most common complication for people with diabetes. This can unfortunately lead to poor blood flow, which is known as peripheral artery disease or PAD, which slows healing. And this combination means small injuries like a blister or cut can unfortunately go unnoticed and quickly become a serious situation. Without proper care, foot infections can lead to ulcers, gangrene, and in some cases, amputations. The CDC estimates that more than 50% of diabetes-related amputations are preventable with proper foot care.
And that is crazy. 50%
yes.
are preventable.
Yes.
And I mean, what kind of problems do you see most often that just pop up?
Typically, calluses and corns that become thick and break down the skin. A lot of individuals will have dry, cracked skin, especially on the heels. And unfortunately, I do have individuals that come in with true foot ulcers or open wounds. They're often on the pressure points, like the ball of the foot or the heel. Infections from ingrown toenails or fungal infections. Foot deformities like bunions or hammer toes from muscle imbalance, and a condition which is known as Charcot foot. It's a deformity of the foot where the bones become weakened and fractured and the arch can actually collapse.
Some of those sound pretty serious, but mm-hmm. like what you said before, most of these are preventable?
Uh-huh, they are. Okay. They are. Issues that we see sometimes with the open sores and the foot ulcerations, unfortunately, a lot of individuals have no pain with nerve damage with neuropathy, and they may not be looking at their feet on a daily basis. So if they're not observing their feet on a daily basis, they may miss that. They may miss the fact that they do have an open sore or blister on their foot. And of course, over time, that can become infected and unfortunately result in an amputation if it's not taken care of.
Yeah, and that can happen really quick, especially like you're saying, just not noticing it.
Mm-hmm,
I can't imagine dealing with not being able to feel pain.
Right.
That would be horrible.
And that can certainly happen. In fact, 30 to 50% of individuals with diabetes will develop neuropathy over time. So we do stress that with each visit. It's so important to look at your feet every day, and you're looking for anything abnormal, looking for any open sores, blisters, and to make sure that they know that we're available, that their provider's available, that they need to let someone know immediately that there's an issue there.
Yeah, what other steps could people take to just make sure that they are preventing what they actually can?
Well, daily foot inspections. It's very, very important. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing is looking for redness, cuts, swelling, blisters, or any drainage, anything unusual. Making sure that you wash and dry your feet daily, especially between your toes. Moisturize dry skin. Any dry skin can always open up, causing infection, causing bacteria to grow. One of the important parts of this, you can use lotion, use moisturizers, but avoid using between your toes. And the reason for this, if you have moisture in between the toes, that can be a barrier for bacteria or fungal growth. So you want to make sure that you dry between your toes really well. And also never use heating pads or hot water bottles. I've actually seen people with second and third degree burns with using heating pads with neuropathy. With the nerve damage, the feeling is gone, so they may not realize how hot that may become. And I've also seen it with soaking feet. So if you're soaking your feet in warm water and you have neuropathy, you may not realize it may be extremely hot water. So a tip that we usually explain to people, you may want to use your elbow to test the water or have someone else that does not have no neuropathy test the water. But even you can even develop neuropathy in your fingertips, in your fingers. So oftentimes, if you're feeling with your hands, you may not even realize how hot the temperature is. So again, I have seen people develop third-degree burns with submerging their feet in very hot water.
I didn't even think about that. They wouldn't even be able to tell that it's scalding hot.
Right. That's exactly right. Making sure also that you're trimming the toenails carefully, straight across, and never dig at the corners. That could increase the risk of having ingrown toenails. Mm-hmm. Avoid calluses or corn removals at home. So oftentimes you'll see commercials or go to the pharmacy and they'll have these quick fixes to remove corns or calluses. So I would avoid that. I would talk to your provider or see a podiatrist, a foot specialist.
Is this something that somebody should often get checked by a professional?
What we recommend is during your routine visits, whether it's with us or whether it's with your provider, is make sure that your feet are being checked. The recommendations right now are at least once a year. But if you do have existing issues, you have confirmed neuropathy, it is recommended each visit. Now, if you do have trouble trimming your nails, you've had a history of foot ulcerations, or you do have known neuropathy, I do recommend seeing a podiatrist to see a specialist so they can do ongoing surveillance of your feet and take charge of that proper care.
What kind of tests do they do to your feet to check different things?
Yeah, that's a good idea or good question. Yeah. Monofilament testing is what's recommended. So when we see a individual in the office and we're examining their feet, at least once a year we will perform a monofilament test, and that's just a monofilament wire that we actually will touch at the bottoms of their feet to see if they are feeling that light touch.
Oh, okay.
So we'll ask them to close their eyes and so they're not seeing us actually perform this test, and just ask them if they feel a sensation at that moment. Just say yes. So unfortunately, we do have individuals that do not feel the sensation. So that would indicate a positive test indicating neuropathy or nerve damage. It is recommended by the American Diabetes Association to do a monofilament test as well as testing with a tuning fork. So with a tuning fork, we actually test the vibration, and we will place the tuning fork usually on the hallux of the big toe, the joint of the big toe, and see if they are feeling that sensation. If they are feeling that sensation completely through the vibration of the tuning fork, that means that everything's good. If they don't feel it at the beginning or they don't feel it all the way through, that could be an indication of neuropathy as well.
With these tests, like if they are showing signs of having, you know, no feeling, is it like is it an instant diagnosis, or are there further steps to take like after that?
With that is usually we also ask about numbness that they may be feeling, any unusual sensations. Oftentimes that does come with neuropathy as well. If you're having any unusual sensations at night, tingling, burning, pain at night, that may be an indication you have nerve damage as well. There are nerve conduction studies that we do as outpatient that can actually confirm the diagnosis. But doing the monofilament and the tuning fork exam is very inexpensive and an easy test to perform in the office. So if we do see that there's abnormalities, immediately we start educating on foot care.
When should somebody actually call in and get this checked? Like, are there signs that they should notice?
If they are complaining of or experiencing complaining of numbness, they're having more frequent pain, they definitely need to let us know, particularly at their visit, so we can examine their feet. They may need to have their feet examined more often than just once a year.
Is there instances where somebody will have these early signs. They'll get it checked and it is like looking okay, mm-hmm. but it develops further over time.
Right. Yes. And neuropathy is a progressive disease, and you can slow the progression with optimal glucose control. But yes, they may simply have symptoms. And when they come in, their monofilament, tuning fork test, everything's great. But we do, I still encourage them having those symptoms to start taking care of their feet right away.
If they see anything else, to get checked again.
Exactly. So. Immediately.
Yeah, a very, very easy test.
Mm-hmm, it is.
It sounds easy.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It is. Really easy and quick, doesn't take a lot of time.
For people that see these things in their feet or just are noticing issues, are there like really specific signs, like mm-hmm. maybe visually that might change?
Yes. If there's a new sore, that's why it's so important to look at your feet every day to know what your baseline looks like. So if you have a new sore, especially if it's red, warm, you're experiencing any drainage, it's getting larger. But this is usually what I'll say. If you have an open sore or blister, let us know right away. So you don't want to wait. So that's the key. I have had individuals wait, and then it may be too late. So unfortunately, a lot of people that have neuropathy have no pain. So they may see the sore on their foot, but the pain is absent, and they're just going to wait and watch. Do not wait and watch. Let us know immediately. Let someone know immediately. But also some other indications, if you're having swelling of your feet, specifically one foot or in an area, dark or black skin around a wound, that could indicate the tissue is dying.
And what kind of support do you offer people at the Hamilton Diabetes mm-hmm. and Endocrinology Center?
We do provide foot care at each visit, as we were discussing earlier. We build this into our routine exams, and we also educate how to do daily checks at home. And as well as our diabetes classes, our educators are so good about really emphasizing foot care and how to do that specifically at home.
I mean, being able to take care of it themselves is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Having good discipline, mm-hmm. just keeping those mm-hmm. habits up, because it's super easy just to fall out of that.
It really is. And, you know, when you may have difficulty looking at the bottoms of your feet, so if it's difficult for you to see the bottoms of your feet, maybe use a large mirror to look, or have a family member or someone that's looking at your feet on a daily basis.
But yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can not be embarrassed about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's
ask
right.
for help.
That's yeah. right.
If you could leave our listeners who have diabetes with just one thing to do today, what would that be?
Mm-hmm. Begin looking at your feet today.
Yes.
Get in that habit. It doesn't take long, and it's very easy to do. And this could prevent further complications down the road.
Seriously, I mean, this is like really helpful advice, and just thank you for joining us today.
Yes,
this is a very common thing.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Noah, for having me.
Yeah, I mean, your insights are just a really good reminder of really small steps can go a long way.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
If you're in need of an appointment at Hamilton Diabetes and Endocrinology Center, call 706-278-1622. That's 706-278-1622. They have offices in Dalton, Calhoun, Ringgold, and Chatsworth. More information is also available at vitruvianhealth.com/diabetes.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your health care provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.